There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, hi everybody. Welcome to the program. Coming to you on a Tuesday, August the 3rd from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, joined by Maz and Big Jim Murray. How you guys doing?
Good, you?
Good.
Peachy, thank you so much. We're brought to you by DraftKings on both 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, which is beamed across New England and the country. We actually have a lot to get to today. There were developments at Patriots camp today as they put the pads on for the first time. And it wasn't a good day for our hero, Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. There's a certain birthday we have to celebrate today. Murray, you do anything special?
Yep, 44. I'm going to have 44 shots for the 44th birthday of the greatest player in football history.
Okay, we've got that. A little birthday celebration, a little celly for Tommy Boy.
I know somebody else's birthday's coming up soon.
Speaking of Tommy Boy, Maz has some juice for us. Maz has a Brady piece of information, a Brady nugget.
Little nugget.
A little Brady nugget, little piece of Brady news.
We even got
chicken nugget.
A tease in the email chain.
We don't even know what it is. Matt says, do you want to know? We said, no, save it for the air.
Little pork nugget.
So we've got a little Brady nugget for you coming up later on in the program, and no one has any idea what it is except for Matt.
Correct.
Looking forward to this.
This is like a little steak tip.
Okay. We've got Maz is a reentry Tuesday. He has to give us his thoughts on the Red Sox weekend coming off the trade deadline.
I'm sorry, who?
Okay, so there's that coming up. But I do want to start with the Celtics and NBA free agency and what has developed in the last 24 hours or just a little under that, 20 hours since the league year began. And I think the direction of the team has become clear. Do you have any thoughts, Anthony?
Yeah, only the Celtics could make the Red Sox look like drunken sailors at the trade deadline. Only the Celtics. Talk about disappointing. Didn't you expect at least a little something? A little something.
Sure.
Like, I wanted something out of it. And I as soon as I saw the Lonzo Ball thing go down, I was immediately, the air started coming out of my balloon. I went, uh-oh.
And that was at like 6:01.
It was early. It was right away. I'm sorry, Murray. Yes.
Well, that was the guy I figured, because it really felt like there was a lot of smoke there with the Lonzo Ball thing and Marcus Smart. I know we'll get to him, but it felt like that was imminent. Smart was going to be gone. It felt to me, I really started to believe, like, Lonzo Ball is going to be part of this team here, which made a lot of sense in terms of facilitation and how the offense could run, because you bring a point guard like that in, well, that means, you know, more touches for Brown and Tatum. That's what you want here. These are your building blocks. And again, at 6:01, he goes to the Bulls, and it's like, oh, well, there goes that.
Yeah, right out the window, right out of the gate. And because I thought that realistically was about the best that they could ask for. I thought something like that made sense. As soon as I saw that, I went, oh. And then with regard to the Fournier thing, can we all just look back now honestly and say that whole thing with Fournier from the very beginning was one big pile of crap.
Giant waste of time.
It was. They never had any intention of keeping the guy. They knew they weren't going to be able to keep the guy, and they had to scramble and do something at the deadline because they had to get something out of the Gordon Hayward deal. But the fact is, they never were going to keep him beyond the 2 months that he was here because they knew they weren't going to pay him what he wanted. The money he went for was not outrageous, given what we knew at the time. So it was about, ended up coming in about $18 million a year or ish, little, maybe a little more. So, you know, looking at that, they didn't want him. They never wanted him. They botched the Pacers deal from the very beginning. Then they had to scramble to get something for Hayward, so they got the trade exception. And then they brought in Fournier just again at like a fire drill type of deal. That was it. It was a complete debacle.
What's the plan?
I think the plan now is to wait and hope that Bradley Beal comes here next summer.
And if not that, it's wait until 2023 when we'll really have real money to spend. I think it's now clear that they're trying to really clear as much money as possible over the next few years. And good luck trying to convince Tatum to stay here long term if this is how this is going to play out. Because I do think you need to do add a bit and tweak the roster a bit to still be competitive. And I know outside of Brooklyn and Milwaukee, yeah, you can make a case that you could maybe finish as high as maybe third if you know if Tatum makes even a bigger leap. Same with Brown.
Not anymore. You can't finish third, but go on. Because I like Miami, but go ahead.
Miami, maybe in Atlanta you can make a case for. But you could maybe even be as low as seventh or eighth again. Like, there's a lot of room here for you to be a middler or worse.
So that piece, they are remaining financially flexible so they can add a major piece next offseason. I don't want to hear about 2 years, please. Next offseason, you know, and both Mark Murphy and Adam Himmelsbach of the Herald and the Globe respectively seem to be clued into the same thing. Murphy wrote that perhaps the most significant Celtics news on the first day of free agency came when the NBA increased its salary cap to $112 this year and then a projected $119 for the year after. For a Celtics team looking to next summer for a big moment with Bradley Beal, their likely free agent priority, keeping costs down is most important now. Himmelsbach wrote that according to a league source, the team continues to place an emphasis on financial flexibility for the 2022-23 season, when Boston could put itself in position to add another maximum salary free agent. All three of the Celtics players added last week have just 1 year remaining on their contracts, and he's talking about Richardson and Dunn and who's the other third piece, whatever his name was. He says the Celtics were interested in signing forward Jeff Green, according to a source, but the veteran ultimately went to the Nuggets on a 2-year, $10 million deal. Okay, we had also heard, I'll just jump in, that they were looking at Olynyk, they were looking at Jeff Green, they were looking at Isaiah Thomas, they were looking at one more, Avery Bradley. And my guess is they were looking at them all on 1-year contracts. Now, both Himmelsbach and Murphy say Isaiah Thomas was not. That's a bad report. They're not interested. But Jeff Green back on a year, sure. 2 years? No. Kelly Olynyk, he ended up signing for some real money, right? Somewhere on multi-years.
$90 million, I think it was, or something like that.
If it was 1 year, okay, he's here. So they were just looking at 1 year deals because they're trying to clear the decks next year. Kelly Olynyk, 3 years, $37 million. Not 90 there, yeah. Murray, but 3 years, 37 is dumb enough.
Felt like 94.
It might as well be. I mean, some of these contracts being thrown around in this league, and I get it. Market dictates the value, but that league has lost its mind.
Okay, so but here's the point. They want to have that max space available for next year's free agent class, of which Bradley Beal is a member. Okay. I hope he's there, and I hope he wants to come here. And I hope Tatum still wants to stay after the way the season looks. That's threading the needle. You know, that you listen to some reports and Bradley Beal has no intention to leave. He doesn't want to leave. That the Wizards blew out Westbrook and created room on their books so they can add to Beal and give him the max. You know, he can sign more for there than he can with another team. And so that's really the plan there. And what if Bradley Beal comes off the board? If they're saving the money for Bradley Beal and they land Bradley Beal, I think it's all
great.
It's all worth it, right?
Right. If there's a long-term plan there and they execute it, that's fine.
Brown, Tatum, Beal. Okay, I think you're onto something. I don't know if you're the best, but you're onto something, and you've executed the plan, and okay, it's all worth it. But if Bradley Beal re-signs in Washington, here's the rest of the 2022 NBA free agent class. All right.
Yep.
And some of these are some of these guys could be opting in. They
Correct.
Include opt-outs and John Wall.
No, thanks.
James Harden.
No.
Not at that point.
And again, he could opt in. Russell Westbrook.
No.
No.
Kevin Durant, we going to play this game again?
Yeah, not going to happen.
Kevin Durant.
I mean, he hates it here.
Kevin Durant, exactly. When Kyrie Irving said, you're a racist city, the guy standing next to him said the whole world knows that was Kevin Durant. So I don't know, something tells me you're not high on his list, but you can dream if you want. Steph Curry, you think you're going to be getting him?
No, he's not leaving Golden State.
Kemba Walker's a free agency. Next year. Jimmy Butler's on this list, but not anymore. He's about to sign
a four-year extension
for a buku bucks in Miami. Kyrie Irving has an opt-out. You want him, free agent? Julius Randle? Anyone?
Oh, okay.
I know, but he's not good enough to put you over the top.
Zach LaVine, I like.
Yeah, but again, same, you know, he's not a guy to put you over the top either.
Terry Rozier?
No.
Okay, like, so if Bradley Beal signs in Washington, I think you're porked. I think you're porked.
No, their eggs are pretty much all in the Bradley Beal basket.
And even if he doesn't, you still have to convince him to come here. And Tatum has to like it enough to follow through on the recruiting, which he did start at the Olympics. I mean, I'll give, you know, Tatum credit for that. He did start the recruiting there. I think it's obvious with the little shamrock emoji that we got last week or the week before. But how's Tatum going to feel after they're a 7 seed again? And Marcus Smart is pitched a fit for 6 straight months because that's coming. And that's the second part to the story, that Marcus Smart is, it's reported by Chris Mannix that Brad Stevens is frustrated with the way that he plays, his out of control nature. And so Brad Stevens is more likely than not to move Marcus Smart. But that was when Lonzo Ball was available. Lonzo Ball quickly gets gobbled up. And now the reporting is Marcus Smart's not going anywhere. Again, Mark Murphy, a league source, confirmed Smart would at least remain with the only NBA team he has known for one more season, with his dream of receiving a max contract extension a more difficult sell. Oh, you think? But he says, again, when Lonzo Ball, reportedly a free agent priority for the Celtics, agreed to a 4-year, $85 million contract with Chicago at the opening bell, Smart's short-term future with the Celtics was at least set. How do you think Marcus Smart's going to feel about this after being, you know, publicly known that Brad Stevens is frustrated with his style of play and tried to trade him? And only he's coming back because the guy they really wanted was unavailable.
Yeah, honestly, I'd be disappointed if he finishes the season with the team for all the reasons you're saying. There's no way he's going to be happy.
How's that going to work?
Yeah, there's no way it can work.
The guy can't take it when a ref looks at him sideways. He can't handle it when a teammate says, what? Remember when Mark, this is just the one that stands out to me the most, but there's a million examples. When he got confused on a jump ball at midcourt,
yes, yeah,
and he got confused on the 24-second clock, and he thought it was the other team's, his 24-second when it was the opponent's, and he shot the ball from half court.
Yeah, and Kemba Walker was right next to him doing, being like, what are you doing, dude?
He kind of joked with him,
yeah,
and Marcus Smart got his back up.
Yeah.
So what'd you say? Like, you can't look at Marcus Smart sideways. He attacked a ref in the tunnel because he didn't think the ref was treating him with respect, or he was treating him like a man. This guy's got a massive hair across his ass. Now he knows Stevens doesn't like him, and they tried to trade him, and they're bringing him back only because the guy that the Celtics really wanted wasn't available. How's he going to react to that?
No, not well. And I think even if you were to extend him and give him that max deal, what's to say he doesn't come back and say, well, F you, I got mine. So you're going to get the effort of Marcus Smart from a few years ago?
Well,
you know?
But also, no, I think you are, because he's got a year left to go and he's got to play to take his way into free agency, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now Marcus Smart hates you, it can't control his emotions, but he knows he has to put up a career year to bank when he becomes a free agent next year. So what does that mean? Does that mean he's going to take fewer shots?
Well, I was going to say, I think it just creates this cauldron of stress and emotion that's going to erupt.
That he's not able to handle.
No, it's too much. He can't handle it all, is right. And I'd be willing to bet that clearly they've had discussions along the way here, and the Celtics haven't heard the number they wanted to hear. And so he didn't get the deal he wanted from the Celtics. And then it became, you know, you got to do this. No, you have to do that. And it went back and forth. And I bet that they thought they had a deal for Ball, because I don't think that comes out unless they thought they had a deal. Like, oh, we think we're going to be able to pull this off. So all of a sudden it comes out that Smart's a pain in the ass to coach.
Well, I wonder if we're all just weeks and months behind what really happened.
Sure.
Which was, weeks and months ago, they thought they were going to get Ball. Weeks and months ago, they found out, nope, you're not going to get Lonzo Ball. You're going to be stuck with Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart caught wind of it, and that's why they sent out the media posts and all this stuff trying to win Marcus Smart back over. And we're just all – so we're always weeks or months behind, and maybe that's just – maybe that all played out behind the scenes last month, and we're just finding out now. All I know is that, you know, I don't think a lot of this is your fault. Like, I don't blame the Celtics for – like, I don't want them to go out and sign bad contracts and take away their flexibility next offseason. I think they're smart to do that. So, fine. Yeah, don't sign anyone to a 2-year deal. Create as much room as you can next offseason. I think that's what they should do. So I'm not really blaming them for the circumstance that they're in, but the circumstance they're in, I think they're porked. I don't think there's a path. I think the path is you have to trade Jaylen Brown and hope that what you get back can develop into an upgrade over Jaylen Brown, and you can win with player X and Jason Tatum. Because I think the odds of Bradley Beal becoming a free agent, still wanting to come here, Tatum still wanting to be here after what this season's going to be, which is going to be a truly middling kind of bridge year, I think those are long odds. And some of it's not your fault, a lot of it's not your fault, but I think you're kind of porked.
Mike, even if Beal does come here, they're probably not good enough.
And even still, right, exactly that. Tatum, Beal, Jaylen Brown. Maybe that group could have won last year when the door's wide open, everyone's hurt, and, you know, it was just what team was going to take advantage. Maybe you'd win in a year like that, but you're not going to win in a normal year with everybody healthy with that group, I don't think. And that's like their best case scenario. That's it. So I think it's kind of a scary spot that the Celtics are in right now. Some of their doing, some not of their doing. But that's how we're going to start. Jimmy, you please may release the hounds to our good green teamers out there. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me they're not in a middle of a pork roast at 617-779-0985.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 Luxury Bowling Lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Felger and Mass.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, good. And good. Hold on, I have a landline. This is my landline, yep.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Do you feel like the Celtics are headed in the right direction with all of these changes and a busy weekend, too, shipping Tristan Thompson out and bringing Josh Richardson in?
Well, I think, Rachel, the minute they brought Josh Richardson in, if you were an Evan Fournier fan and hoping he was going to re-sign with the Celtics, that was a bad sign. I think Fournier's price tag has gone a little too high for them. You know, the Knicks are also in pursuit of him, so maybe he winds up there. So I think if you're a Celtics fan, you're looking at next season and you're wondering how this is going to shake out. I think what they're doing with Brad Stevens in charge here is taking a longer view, looking at the year 22-23, when the only people they'll have under contract, guys, is Tatum, Jaylen Brown, the partial guaranteed contract of Horford, and then all sorts of team options on their young nucleus, guys like Robert Williams, Peyton Pritchard, and so on. So who's in that free agent class? Bradley Beal, good friend of Jason Tatum, pals from St. Louis. Now, is that a viable plan? Sure, but we still never know what Bradley Beal is thinking or what he's going to do.
Jackie McMullen on ESPN. That's it in a nutshell. They're taking the longer view. So the short term, it's a bridge season, which kind of sucks. You hate, you know, having that so overt in your face. We're waiting for next year to make the moves we need to make. But that's common in the NBA. It's, you know, I don't think they've done... I mean, certainly Danny did some things wrong to get them into this spot. But if you just take it, Maz, back to the last couple of weeks or months... they haven't done anything wrong. You know, this is just a spot they're in. What else are they supposed to do? So I'm not necessarily blaming them for how they've handled their offseason. I'm just telling you, this is a spot they're in. It's such a hard freaking league.
Brutal.
I mean,
yeah,
it's like,
brutal. There's no margin for error.
And just quickly, so, you know, take the longer view, clear out all this money, have all these max slots that we can then go out and lure in free agents and veterans. So they did that plan before. They actually executed it. And you ended up with Kyrie Irving. I know he wasn't a free agent, but he took one of the, you know, those slots, if you will. You ended up with Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, Kemba Walker. 0-4
Yeah, 0-4 is right.
You hated everyone.
Yep.
And I say you, I mean you out there. We, us, the team. You didn't shed a tear when they left. None of them. And so you can even sort of execute it. You can even get the guys here, and you can still strike out. Brutal league, man. And the Celts, unfortunately, I think, are in one of these kind of spots.
I mean, that's the worst part of the whole thing is they actually got guys here, and it didn't work. It didn't work. It's the worst part of the whole thing. Their only hope this year is that Udoka gets through to Tatum, and Tatum goes to an even higher level. And then all of a sudden, Tatum is not only is he in the top three of all NBA, he's in the top two. He's one of the 10 best players in the league. Then all of a sudden, then we may look at it a little bit differently, but a lot's going to fall on Tatum now.
Yeah. And, okay. And then they're a team on the rise, and it's working with him and Udoka and the mix, and Tatum likes it here, has a good experience. He convinces, Beal to come, and okay, if you thread that needle, then I think you've done it. But boy, that's, you're putting a lot of chips into the middle of the table for not exactly a foundation. I mean, Bradley Beal's obviously an excellent player, but, you know, no one would say he's, you know.
Yeah, he's not LeBron or Anthony Davis or God, Durant.
That's what if you're doing all that for, again, right, one of those guys.
Or is it, do you feel like, you know, that would be like adding Garnett back in the day? It's not, he's not that caliber of player. He's really good. But you don't look at that guy and be like, yes, we're absolutely going to win a title here now that he's here.
No, you have to hope that Tatum becomes that guy. That's your only hope. Tatum's got to become that guy.
All right, so your thought, as their plan becomes clear now, your thoughts on it. Zach and Lawrence, lead us off.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I used to call a bunch because I found all three of you humorous, less so more and more. But I think this last segment you touched on it, that essentially we shouldn't have had our hopes up for any signings today or yesterday on account of these trades. They added two pit bulls, two wing and guard defenders, and that's fine. But your attitude about this team has been toxic for an eternity. All three of you, deeply unhappy people. That's on you to figure out.
Zach, compared to the Celtics fan, I guess we are unhappy people. But what you tell me, in the last 3 years, what has been non-toxic about the team's gone? They were in the play-in game last year, Zach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were. It was a tough season. Tough for a lot of people. A lot of lumps. Let's hope maybe you look back on it and Tatum and Brown being the guys after carrying it every night and having to be accountable and speak, that they grow as men and players.
Okay, well, let's hope, Zach. I got it. You're looking on the bright side. Love Celtics fans, man.
You think I'm unhappy now? Wait till we get to the Red Sox.
I can't imagine a bigger hell than being trapped and having to have a conversation with that guy for more than 10 minutes.
That's the Celtics fan experience for a lot of folks. It is.
And we're unhappy people.
And let me just tell you, Zach, I think it's worked against you. I think the lack of pressure that guys like you put on your team hurts you.
Everyone's good.
We're unhappy, Murray. We're angry, unhappy people.
Definitely true. He nailed that part of it. Ben in Groveland. Go ahead, Ben.
All right, Selby, you kind of softened your take a little bit, but you kept saying that it's not the Celtics' fault, per se. And I'd say it's not maybe the Celtics' fault. It's one person's fault. It's Danny Ainge mismanaging the asset of Gordon Hayward, because at the end of the day, you got a half a year Evan Fournier, and now you have a year of Josh Richardson, and you had to give up second-round picks. So I know we talked yesterday briefly. You were talking about Fournier for a one-year deal. There was no way he was going to sign that. You should have overpaid for years to keep the cap space. You can only sign your own guys if you're over the cap.
And then you
still have cap. Can still have cap flexibility. It's a sign and deal, Felger.
Right, you
sign
trade him. Trade. You trade him. So you re-sign Fournier. Thanks for the call. You re-sign Fournier to maintain his bird rights, and so you can remain over the cap. And then when you need Beal next year, you trade money for money in a sign and trade instead of a straight free. So, I mean, like, I got it. I don't know. Isn't it easier just to have the slot?
Yes.
I mean, why? Like, if they had overextended themselves on Evan Fournier, I think we would have said that's kind of stupid. You know, I mean, he's not worth it. And what if you can't move that? What if he's so not worth the money that it's not so easy to deal him in a sign and trade? He's not marketable.
Yeah, I don't think they ever had any chance, any designs on keeping Evan Fournier in retrospect. I really don't. I think the whole thing was one big sham from the beginning.
And when I say they've done nothing wrong, I don't think, let me just again reset. In the last weeks or this offseason, you want to go back through Ainge's missteps, happy to, and we did. you know, and again, you thought we were miserable, unhappy, you know, nitpickers, SOBs, which again is true, but,
guilty.
You know, now I think now even Celtics fans are able to go back and look and go, why'd you have to drive such a hard bargain with Indiana mm-hmm. and end up with that thing? You had a good trade on the table and you tried to, you know, coerce more out of him, and then the whole thing blew up in your face. And you hoarded all those draft picks. Could you hit on one of those mid-tier guys where they have a little more value? Like, there's a lot of things you can sort of go back and nitpick. And did you have to chase the Kyrie Irving departure with Kemba Walker? And on down the line, I mean, now that Danny's gone, I think some of you are able to take a harder look at it. You could have done it at the time, put a little more pressure on the team. I don't know what sort of ultimate impact that has, but it might have had some versus, why don't you just look on the bright side? I don't think that helps you.
Yeah, the Indiana one is the one I think you go back to and second guess. And I bet you, and it sounds like based on everything Jimmy has told us over the last several months, they were second guessing it inside the walls over at the Celtics offices. So now look, going forward, I don't know, Miles Turner is signed for one more year beyond this year. I was just looking it up. McDermott, I think, has two more. So if they want all this flexibility, it may, you know, maybe that's Stevens' perspective. Maybe they're better off without those guys. I don't know. Let's see. Like, if they end up with Beal, and part of that is the fact that they never made that Indiana deal, then maybe they end up in the right place. But it also probably took you way too long to get there.
Meanwhile, well, why do, like, the writers that cover this team, you're glossing. How does Marcus Smart come back here and function like a normal human being? He's barely functional. As it is, now they try and trade him. They fail, and they're going to bring him back in when he's got to prove himself on a one-year, you know, contract run. They want him to shoot less. He's going to need to shoot more to make his money. And again, the team just tried to trade him. How's that all going to work? Let's pick that up on the other side after Big Jim Murray's update.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Felger and Mass.
I'm just going to ramble and rant for 15 minutes if you let me. I'm not joking.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Marcus is essential to our team.
Nobody tougher in the entire league, I don't think.
He is the heart and soul of this team.
Oh, Smart with the steal. Zaggy checked it by Smart. Offensive foul.
Smart will take and make a three.
Good shot. Nice job by Smart.
One dribble. Three-pointer. It's good.
The Smart. Deep three.
As Smart knocks down the three.
Is he a gamer or what? Marcus Smart coming up huge in this game.
Oh, Marcus Smart raising the ladder and throws it down.
Over to Smart. Takes it. Got it.
Take that. You're going to leave Marcus Smart late in the game.
Marcus Smart does it again.
I remember that Celtics hype video they put out for Marcus Smart. It was on July 8th or 9th, somewhere in there. It's like, what the hell is this all about? Like, out of nowhere. Wasn't about, you know, I thought it was about they're about to re-sign him. So that's like a precursor to announcement the next day or something. Nope, not at all. Just sort of randomly out of nowhere. The first week of July, a hype video for Marcus Smart. Subsequently, I've told you about this. I don't know if you've noticed it yet. I asked if we could run it. They're not going to, but there's a... there's this cartoon. Cartoon, I say.
An animated thing.
This animated hype. This animated hype video for Marcus Smart that runs on NBC Sports Boston. Have you seen it?
I have not.
It's one of these freaking, you know, it's...
I only caught the last few seconds of it, so I knew what you were talking about it's when you referenced it in the email chat.
For you kids on Twitter, whatever. I don't know. It's animated. It was all the Marcus Smart stuff, but animated. Like, he's a cyborg. He's a transformer. Marcus Smart. Hashtag bleed green. And it runs on NBC Sports Boston. It's just so random. It's like out of nowhere. It's like, what the hell's all this all about? And then now they're trying to trade him? So piece it together. What? Because I have a couple of theories, Maz. What is this all about?
Yeah, mending fences. I think you're onto something. When this all happened is, I think your theory is a good one. But clearly, to me, something went awry there, and now, you know, they're mending fences. So my theory was that they were negotiating with him. It didn't work. And so he was asking for too much in their mind. So then they explored the idea of trading him. They thought they had a deal in place, and then it didn't happen. And now all of a sudden they're stuck with him and they have to kiss his ass again. So I, you know, as I said to you, when I saw the Chicago thing break down, I thought, well, they must have thought they had a deal when they started leaking info about, you know, we're getting tired of Marcus being unpredictable. He's hard to coach, blah, 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 blah. And so, but it very well could have happened 2 months ago. There's always a lag, Mike.
Right.
Always between what we hear and when it actually happened. And so I think that's it. I think that the relationship was fractured and they're trying to mend it.
Yeah, they probably negotiated with him at first. They thought the money that he and his new agent asked for might have been out of control. It kind of broke off. They found another plan. Maybe that plan was Lonzo Ball. But whatever those plans were, Lonzo Ball, whoever it happened to be, it fell apart. And so now the talk is they got to bring him back. And I just don't see how it works, because having a brooding, miserable, lame duck Marcus Smart on the roster next season, I think is potentially disastrous. I really do. And problematic for the cohesiveness of that locker room, this team, and Jaylen Brown keeping happy here, because I think those two have had issues in the past. And it's avoidable. So I think you still got to trade him. You can't bring him back at this point.
He's kind of an issue in the best of times. When things are going okay, you still got to walk on eggshells with Marcus Smart.
Volatile.
Now he's got to come back after this and keep his head together in a year that he has to play well to get his contract. So every night it's about his money. Oh, my God. That is a recipe for disaster.
You think Ime Udoka knows what he's gotten himself into?
Yikes. But those hype videos, I'm sorry, I don't think those hype videos are random. Why aren't they running them for Jaylen Brown? Why aren't they running for Jason Tatum? They only did it for Marcus Smart. So, you know, it's one of two things. One is, at the time when they put him out there and they're just still running, is they were trying to convince him to sign a contract. But now my working theory is that they tried to trade him, realized they wouldn't be able to, or the guy they wanted, Lonzo Ball or whoever else, wouldn't be available to him. Marcus Smart knows they were trying to trade him. He's all hacked off, as usual. He's always hacked off about something. And so the team trying to kiss his ass and get back in his good graces goes right to where, you know, it matters most, social media, with all the lovey-lovey videos. And that's it. In this case, all that hype video stuff, including the animated stuff. So maybe that's just what it was. And Chris Mannix's report and all the reporting is just a couple of weeks behind, but it all did play out behind the scenes. I mean, certainly the Lonzo Ball stuff played out behind the scenes because he signed at 6:01.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. So maybe we're
You mean you don't think that all just happened in like 30 seconds?
Chris Mannix, he wrote over the weekend, just to reset it, Maz, that Boston's acquisition of Josh Richardson could spell the end of Marcus Smart's run in town. Smart has become a fan favorite over 7 years with the Celtics, but Brad Stevens has been frustrated by Smart's unpredictable play in recent years, per sources. Next time we get Brad Stevens, and when I say we, collectively, we, the media, can we please ask him about this? Smart, one of the NBA's better perimeter defenders, is entering the final year of his contract. Boston could extend Smart, but two people familiar with Stevens' thinking tell SI it's more likely Stevens will look to trade Smart before the start of the season. So now this is out there. Now you know Smart knows this. And how's he going to respond to that? He's, you know, got a inferiority complex as it begins, you know, to begin with, Maz.
Correct. Yep. You got to hope that, look, again, so if you're asking me, how do you do it? You can't. You can't. He's just not the kind of guy that's going to accept that sort of thing. So can you minimize the eruptions? Well, this is where Udoka comes in, I guess. You know, they hope that Udoka can get through to him and keep him on the beam. And Smart does have something to lose. You have that in your favor. Because if he has a bad year, and he's a disruption, then out on the open market, he's probably going to lose millions of dollars. So you do have that to hold over his head. But if I were them, I wouldn't look to finish the year with this guy. I'd try to move him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Maz, he knows he has to be in his bad behavior. He also knows that if he finishes the year averaging 9 points a game, it's going to cost him money.
Right, no good.
He's going to want to score.
Correct.
Which means he's going to want to shoot.
Yep. I mean, especially in that league, right? Guys want their numbers, particularly in free agent years.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be, listen, you're preaching to the choir. I would have moved Smart from the beginning. When we were talking about shaking up the roster, to me, he was the obvious guy.
All right, what do you think? More of your thoughts on our long commercial-free segment next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
Ooh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those. I sent those.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We have some news. Let me read off my phone. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting. 3-year deal in a side and train. Kyle Lowry going to Miami. Here we go.
Woo!
What do you guys think?
First of all, the statue in Toronto should be of him taking a charge. It's the first ever statue taking a charge. We'll see what the terms are when we get him here. Assuming, I'm guessing, Goran Dragic and maybe Precious Achiuwa are going out. If that's the case, the Heat still have about $20 million or so below the hard cap. They can still offer the mid-level exception. I think that's the tool where they get that power forward. But Kyle Lowry is a three-point shooting point guard. High volume, high accuracy, and he kind of plays that bob and weave game. He doesn't need the ball, and when he has it, he gets off of it fast. That is a perfect fit with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, two guys who operate in that mid-range area really well. They're going to be tough. They're going to be nasty. He's the perfect point guard for this team. That said, he's 36, I think. Mm-hmm. Dropped off a little bit last year for the first time. Let's chalk that up maybe to Tampa, COVID season, Raptors disruption, all of that. I'm really excited about this team and how they fill it out.
Zach Lowe on Kyle Lowry to the Heat. How do you feel about that move, Mass?
Oh, I think it's perfect. When I saw it, I went, you know what? That's the kind of move the Celtics should have made. And even last year or the year before, that's the kind of guy they should have made. Not that they could have made it at all those times. I loved it. I think he's perfect for that team. I like the idea of him with Butler and Adebayo. Like, and the mentality fits. Like, the whole culture of that team is sort of grit and fight and competitiveness. They play together. So, look, they're going to go, you know, they'll have to integrate him in terms of on the floor and figure out some of that stuff. But I think that Lowry's at a stage of his career where he wants to win. Obviously, he has already, but he understands what it takes to win. He's a good ad for them. I think it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, it is a good ad, but this stage of his career is the key line about Kyle Lowry. This is basically like a one-year window, it feels to me. I mean, at 36, like, and what did they end up signing him to? A 3-year deal, I believe it was?
Yeah, well, three at 90, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, given his age, I think you're looking at, you know, they're all in for this 1 year. And it is a good fit, but I don't think you're going to get anything, you know, 2-3 years down the road with Kyle Lowry. Just a 1 year thing.
Okay, but for 1 year, the fit's excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the mindset, you know, they also signed PJ Tucker there with the Bucks, who's another one of these guys.
Yep, add some toughness.
I mean, they don't need to add it. It's like they're just
that's who they are
piling on. They're just, you know, their profile is so strong. I mean, so I like them much better than you. I do. And I still don't know if they're more talented than you. And you would have the two best players in that series. I think. I'd take Jaylen Brown over Bam Adebayo, I think. I mean, it's close, but, you know, but just between Butler and Lowry and Tucker, they got the dog, and you don't. I still don't know what your heart and balls is and all that. Big issue with Jason Tatum leading your team.
So they're undersized, right? I mean, you heard them talk about it there. Like, they need a power forward. Because other than Adebayo, I think they're all 6'6", 6'7", and under. So, you know, but their best five will be Lowry, Robinson, Butler, maybe Tucker, Adebayo, and Hero. Yep. That's six. Okay, I gave you six. It's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good five or six players.
Oh, I think they're good. I think the Heat are in it next year. You know, I mean, give me your Eastern Conference power rankings right now.
Brooklyn. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Bucks.
Yeah, right. Well, these guys might be there too.
Frankly, I might give the nod to Miami.
Yeah.
I know the Bucks just swept them, but I don't know. It's going to go back and forth a little bit. The year before, the Heat swept the Bucks, or 1-5, whatever it was. So, I don't know. Lowry makes him a much tougher out, I think.
I think it's Brooklyn, Bucks, Miami. You can maybe make a case for Atlanta being a little bit better next year, too. I mean, they did make the Eastern Conference final.
Okay, where's Philly?
Philly might be next.
Yeah.
So, look,
too.
Again,
but they're still, I don't know. Like, yeah, you ended up being so right about that team, Mike.
But you know what, Murray? We're not talking about them being second or third, though. You know, there's still no guarantee the Celtics can beat Philly.
Well, so, like, I'm just telling you, like, what teams do I put ahead of you, you know, do I put down before I get to the Celtics? Nets, for sure. Miami, for sure, in my mind.
The Bucks, Mike.
The Bucks, yes. I'm still reluctant.
I know you are, but
fine, they have to be. Philly owned you last year. We'll see what they get back for Simmons and how that all shakes out, but you still can't match up with Embiid. I mean, that's been proven. You can't match up with Embiid or Giannis. Like, that's been
correct.
Proven. Atlanta feels like they're on the come. Mm-hmm. They're headed in one direction. You're headed in the other. And then the Knicks, it's like they were better than you last year. I don't know how, but they were.
They played defense.
Yeah, they're the Bridgies. They're the old you. Tom Thibodeau has them playing like the Bridgies were a handful of years ago.
I mean, I would have the Celtics like no higher than about sixth.
I mean, right now, so that's, you know, Nets, Milwaukee, Miami, Philly, Atlanta, New York. Then you. You're back in the play-in tournament. The NIT. The kids' table. Eating your dino nuggets.
Man, I like those.
Oh, they're awesome. Yeah. I always walk over to the kids' table and take them from my kid.
Happy meals.
Yeah. But that's what you're doing. You're at the kids' table with your sippy cups. And I think it's, you know, going to be partly by design. You could have made yourself better this year, but you don't want to hamstring yourself because you want a chance at Beal or somebody next offseason. Tough spot. They're in a bad spot. They're in a tough spot.
Yeah, it's now, look, I will say that, and again, I'm not telling you what I believe. I'm just telling you what I think can happen. Okay, if Tatum takes off, could they get to fourth? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if they get into the top three, though. I'm not sure they're as good as any of those three teams.
I still think Philly's trash and Atlanta and New York. Like, come on. I mean, Atlanta kind of is a one-man show. I don't believe in Collins like a lot of people do. I don't know. I just Giannis went out and the Bucks sort of ran him, you know, in that series. And New York, I mean, again, Julius Randle's like the lead dog there. You can't be better than that. You should be better than that.
They should
be. With your current team.
Yeah, which is why I said they can get to four. Right. Then after that, can they get past Milwaukee? Can they get past Miami? I doubt it. Can you imagine Robert Williams trying to play with Bam Adebayo? Unless he takes, you know, this miraculous leap, and I don't rule it out. Anything can happen. But he's going to have to get a hell of a lot better to handle that guy.
Oscar in New Hampshire, your thoughts? Oscar?
Yes.
You're on the air, babe. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm curious about how we're supposed to get on the Celtics or whatever team that we have for them to do better. I mean, you went all over the guy that called in about trying to be positive. What is it that helps teams by you guys being negative?
My job's not to help the team, Oscar.
Oh, well, then why are you being so negative?
Because they've sucked for the last few years.
I think they're in a bad spot. I'm being negative because I think I'm being critical, not negative. I think I'm being realistic. I think they're in a tough spot. If they were in a better spot, I'd say it. Trust me, I would.
Is this bitchy Tuesday, like with the callers? What's going on here?
Oh, who knows? They're all pissed off probably because they didn't make a move.
You know what? No. Most Celtics fans don't really have the appetite to do what we do with the other teams, which is pick apart how they failed and why they failed and who do we blame and why. The Celtics fan generally does not have the appetite that the other three teams in town have for that sort of discourse. So they just don't want to hear it. You know, neener, 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 we're going to be fine. That's just how they live, right?
Like, well, because in that league, once you get on the side of it that the Celtics are on right now, there's like little hope of a title.
You're a rudderless middler right now.
Yes, which is the worst place to be in the NBA.
Without
so
question.
Maybe that is it. They just recognize where they are and they don't want to hear it.
So look, I don't think they're rudderless, though. I do think they have a plan, and I'm not telling you that it's a bad plan. I think it's their only path is to save that money for next year and hope they can, you know, something falls into their lap.
Oof.
I'm
you
just
want one?
What?
Sorry. So another guy the Celtics had their eye on just went to the Nets. Free agent guard Patty Mills has just agreed to a 2-year, $12 million deal with Brooklyn.
With Brooklyn? So that's it. You don't want to go 2 years. You don't want to spend any money into next year.
Well, now they're way better than you. Even more.
You don't want to spend any money into the second year because you're saving it for Bradley Beal.
You better hit on it then.
Which is, again, you're not saving it for
Kawhi Leonard.
Shaq. You know, right. You're saving it for Bradley Beal. So I think you're in a tough spot. That's it. That's just being real. I don't mean to be negative. It's just that you tell me I'm wrong. I mean, you tell me they're in a good spot. Here's Murray's update.
I just think you're negative.
90 seconds, no commercials, and we're right back. Give it a shot out there.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.